Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for taking the time to watch today. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that comes up so often in our community and the conversations that we have with guys when we're coaching them. And it's about this moment in a relationship where you seem like you're on a roll, you seem like you're going in a good direction. You know, you've had a good day, good week, good month, whatever, you're moving in the right direction and you feel connected and like everything is going where you want it to go. And then she brings up stuff from the past. Something happens and suddenly she starts bringing up this and that and the other, these moments from the past where something that we've done or some interpretation of something that we've done has caused her to feel hurt, right? And so it's stored there somewhere in this filing system and it can be pulled up any point to go, see, remember this? And guys go, this is so frustrating. What do I do about it? How do I handle this? And so what is going on there? It's not about what's happening right now. What's happening right now is triggering some kind of reminder of what has happened in the past. And in particular, it's triggering how she felt in that moment in the past. And so it's not even necessarily something that is going on right now. It's just that there is a similarity in the emotional reaction that she's feeling in her body. And that can just be from her interpretation of what could potentially be going on here, or a fear or a concern or some kind of subconscious pattern that's going on in her mind that says, this seems a little bit like this thing that happened in the past, and I know then I got hurt, and so how do I protect myself? What's really happening is she's bringing up these stories, and the stories are saying, I'm scared. I'm worried that this thing is going to happen again. I'm worried that I'm going to get hurt again. And can you reassure me is what's really going on underneath this. Sometimes I'll talk about these little moments as, ouch, that's all it is. Ouch, there's a tender part, there's a tender memory that I have. And if for some reason it's being connected to this moment now. And so I'm bringing up a story and I'm bringing up another story. And that's what's happening. Ouch, ouch, ouch. If you can just stay connected to her in this moment long enough to be able to hear the ouch, to be able to hear and understand that there's a pain here somewhere from a while ago that's being brought up, and stay with her, stay curious, want to understand, see her as she goes through that emotion, and not need to defend yourself, not need to argue and logically find what the true perspective is, but just recognize that actually this is not about what's happening right now. This is about something in the past that's coming out. Pain is always trying to come out, in one way or another. And the good thing about that is it's an opportunity for you to kind of step into your masculine core, your energy, and be calm, like a still glass lake, be the waters that she can just relax into. And when you can do that, and when you can hear what she has to say, and not take it personally, not get upset by it, not defend it and argue with it, but just be curious about it, be interested where it comes from, and stay with her, stay open, stay connected. That's what can cause her to feel like, oh, actually, he really is interested, he really does care, and it can heal that past old pain, past old trauma. Your ability to stay with her, not take it personally, stay connected, stay curious, stay interested, want to know how she is, really want to know, and that means I want to feel what you're feeling. In whatever way that I can, I want to stay with you and understand the experience you're going through right now. Much less about the words that you're using, much more about the emotions that you're going through. And then the last thing is, she can feel when you pull your attention away. So when you do get defensive, when you're like, oh, just wait for this to blow over, why does she always do this? In some way or another, you're trying to kind of wish for it to be over, or you get defensive, or you go into some kind of argument, or you just grin and bear it, right? If I stay calm, she won't notice the inside, really. I'm struggling with this. I'm so frustrated, or, you know, disappointed, or whatever's going on inside you. So she notices when you get distracted and pulled away by that stuff, and you're not, and this is what we talk about, presence. She notices when you're not present with her anymore. And so it's not the easiest of things to do, I get it. One moment you're in a good moving forward flow and connection, and then the next minute something comes up from the past and it's like a sudden jolt, knocks you off your path, it distracts you. But if you can just bring yourself back to the moment, recognize that you're not going to die, nothing really bad is happening here, it's just a moment, and stay connected with her while she goes through this moment, that's the thing that can totally change this. And when you get good at doing this, and you're able to stay with somebody and reassure them and show them that you don't get distracted, that you're not trying to shut down this conversation because it makes you feel uncomfortable, when you can do that, that's when this healing happens. And that's when this stuff stops coming up anymore. It sounds unbelievable because most of us have never experienced moving through, leading the relationship through this kind of thing. It's scary and it's difficult and we're not used to doing it. Nobody's ever trained us to do it or shown us how to do it. But when you get to doing it, which you do, you've had this experience with your kids, with people at work where they freaked out, they've lost control, they've, for whatever reason they're really upset, and you are able to stay with them, you are able to get to the bottom of what it is that is causing them upset, or just be with them, just be with them as they go through an upset and not need to fix it and not need them to be different, not change them, just stay there, compassionate, understanding, patient, but not backing away, not cutting off the connection, staying connected with them whilst they go through whatever it is that's upsetting them. So you have this skill, but in our relationships, it's difficult for us to bring this skill because for one reason or another, we get stuck in a story of what this means. What is this going to mean about our relationship? What is this going to mean about our great day and the fact that maybe we would have relaxed enough to be able to be intimate later? We get stuck in a story. So let go of the story and stay in the moment with the person you're with and just allow it to unfold. That's all I got for you today, guys. Take care. See ya. Bye.